artist. Rach, can I ask how long ago does that WBBL 01 final seem now? It seems like a lifetime ago. How's it feel for you?
Yeah, it does feel like a long time ago, and we're a very different squad as well. I think probably, maybe myself and Sam Bates are probably the only original members. But yeah, look, it's obviously a pretty awesome feeling coming off the back of last night. We're looking forward to Saturday.
Is there something you need? Like, do you sort of get around the younger girls today and prepare them for a final? Like, mentally, is it a challenge there? Or they sort of already shown, I guess Hannah showed last night that maybe it's not something you have to be too concerned about heading into tomorrow night.
Yeah, I guess when you're a little bit younger, there's probably an element of fearlessness to how you go about playing and taking on those big moments. And I think we saw that last night. And Hannah Darlington's been amazing for us, not just this year, but last year as well. And she's probably one of the best death bowlers in the competition, I think, even though she is probably only a couple of years into her career at this level. But she had a or showed a lot of composure last night, and got the game back in our favour, which was awesome.
Do you feel like last night and just this season in general is a bit of a reward for, I guess, investment in youth as well? Like, obviously, the Thunder have put a lot into getting a lot of younger girls through over the past, well, probably throughout the whole competition, but especially the last few years.
Yeah, look, we obviously, we didn't have a choice. We probably lost quite a few of our, for want of a better word, maybe middle tier players a couple of years ago, and we had to really invest in youth. And I think the experience of last year, and then getting an opportunity at this level, understanding how they could use their game to be successful, it's obviously paying dividends now. And even the back end of this tournament, it turned into tournament play for us, where we had to keep winning to make the finals. And now, to get through and claw our way back in the game last night, and have the opportunity to play off in the finals, really exciting.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Scotty. Sarah, we'll head to you next.
Hey, Rach, how are you? I was just going to ask, I guess with the two sides, I mean, it's kind of hard to pick who is the underdogs in this situation. I guess do you have sort of an opinion on that? I mean, we look at the Melbourne Stars, and obviously, they haven't, made their maiden debut yet, but you guys also have a very young squad. So I just wanted to sort of get your thoughts on that.
Oh, look, I think this format of the game, you saw last night, it can change really quickly. So, we've got a lot of respect for the Melbourne Stars. They've obviously got some world-class all-rounders, but from my point of view, I don't really look at it like that. I think we've shown that our skills can match up against any team in this competition. So, we're looking forward to tomorrow night, and I think it's anyone's game in a final, in a big match. You saw that pressure can make people do funny things, and we're looking forward to the contest.
Just also wanted to get your thoughts on your feelings of the matchup of the Australian captain and the Australian vice captain.
I don't know. I guess obviously Meg and I have played a lot of cricket alongside each other, but on Saturday we'll come up against each other. And I think there's some really good leaders in both teams. Obviously we've got Heather Knight as well, who's captain of England. So I think who knows how it'll fall, but obviously Meg and I are pretty close when we play for Australia, but we'll be fierce rivals on Saturday.
And just on Heather Knight, I mean, how big an in has she been for you guys? And I guess how much are you sort of attributing her coming over and her, recruiting, sort of leading to your guys' success this year?
Yeah, look, she's had an outstanding season with the bat, and we definitely had that in mind in terms of getting some more senior players around our junior or up and coming players, I probably should say. And she's done a fantastic job, not only in terms of the runs she scored, but obviously the attributes she brings to her team. So I think her, Sammy Jo Johnson as well, she's been incredible. I think we've found that really nice blend of youth and experience, which is really positive.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. We'll head to Jocelyn next.
Hey, Rach. Just to follow on from one of Sarah's questions, actually. So a lot of people have been a bit surprised by Thunder this year, especially given the amount of youth in the side. But have you been surprised? Did you kind of always expect from early on that, you've got young kids, but they're quite mature and more than capable of, going all the way?
Oh, I think the thing that stood out for me is I know that our best cricket is more the competitive. We can have success against any team here. It's just for us, it was about bridging the gap between our good and perhaps some of the things that weren't so great. And I think throughout this tournament, we've been able to do that. We've had some moments where we've had to rally and get back in the game. And I thought the team showed a lot of character throughout the tournament. So that's probably been the big thing that we've had to address, is just making sure that we close that gap between what we do really well and perhaps when things are going a little bit pear-shaped.
Mm. And how important, like obviously last night winning a semi-final is vital to get to a final, but the way you did it was such a gritty win. How important was the way you kind of managed to hang in there, essentially defy odds and get it done in the fashion you did?
Yeah, look, I think it's probably, it's a great thing to be able to do. We had a similar game against the Hurricanes as well during the round matches where we had to rally and get back in it, and we were able to do it. So in a bigger moment where there's more pressure and obviously more on the line, to be able to do the same was really pleasing. And I think, it's one thing to, tell players, to stay in the contest and, to hang in there. But for them to do it for themselves and see how important it is and how you can turn a game. It was pretty special that I would experience that last night.
And then just finally on last night, was there a particular moment? Obviously, you go in with that mentality that, you're in it till the end, anything's possible, you can still win. But was there a moment that you recall where you were like, oh, my God, we've got this, we're going to pull it off?
I felt in it the whole time, to be honest. I know we were below par with what we got with the bat, but we took wickets consistently throughout the innings, and you just know in those big moments, there's a bit more pressure, and every time you take a wicket, there's a lot of pressure on the batter coming in, and particularly, perhaps some younger players in those moments not being clear on what they want to do and those sorts of things. I just felt like, Laura Kimmins came out and hit us, and, she's in the form of her life. We sort of were expecting that at some point in the innings, given how many ball strikers they have in their lineup. But for us to stay in the contest and, get that wicket, I think Hannah Darlington's over, her second last over, really, that was a huge momentum swing for us. We were just able to ride the wave and get across the line, which is great.
Thanks, Rach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Lockie, we'll head to you next.
Hey, Rach. I was asking Meg before about just in terms of everything that's happened this year, was there ever a point where you doubt that we might actually get a WBBL, let alone now that you're sitting here about to play in the final?
Not really. I think, Cricket Australia showed their intention pretty early, and for them to get our international series up and running before this tournament, I think it showed that they were definitely going to get behind the women's game and make sure that we played. So, obviously we can't really control what's happening in the world with the pandemic, but I think, the endeavour certainly has been there behind the scenes to make sure that we play as much cricket as possible throughout this summer. And it's been really, really cool to have that opportunity. Obviously, at one point it was turning into the never-ending pre-season, which most cricketers don't enjoy. It's been really, really nice to get out there and play some games. And obviously, this weekend's really going to cap it off, given that we've got the opportunity to play in a final.
You've been in the hub for over a month now. How have you found life there, and what are you looking forward to most about getting to leave in a couple of days' time?
I've got to say I haven't enjoyed it, but, and I'm not sort of coming at it from a point of view of being ungrateful or anything like that. I know an enormous amount of resources have gone into making sure that we can play, and a lot of work behind the scenes. So, I'm definitely grateful for that side, but it is a tough environment to be in. It's hard to get away from the game. You sort of don't have the moment where you can switch off as much as what you do when you perhaps can go back home and spend some time with family or friends and those sorts of things. I'm just looking forward to getting back to Melbourne, actually. I haven't seen my family since March. So once this tournament is finished, I'm going to jump on a plane and go and see my family.
Have you noticed any differences between how, say, maybe the younger girls in the squad and the girls who have been around the Thunder a bit longer have coped with the hub?
To be honest, I think our younger players absolutely loved it. They've really enjoyed being around each other. They've made the most of the situation. You can tell they're just in really good spirits, and I was a little bit worried about that, but they've certainly, I guess, probably taken me by surprise how much they've just absolutely absorbed what it's all about. And yeah, I think our senior players have probably helped with that too, making sure that we stay positive. You know, we had a bit of a lull there through the middle of WBBL, and to get back to winning and make the finals, there's definitely a level of excitement. And I think, you know, given how much time we've spent here now, we want to make the most of it and hopefully get across the line on Saturday.
And as the lone Sydney team now in the final after a tournament that's taken place in Sydney, what would you say to Sydney siders and maybe even Sydney Sixers fans in terms of why they should support you guys on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I think definitely come out and support us. Obviously, we're a young team, up and coming, but from our perspective, I think we're playing some really good cricket. I think we showed last night, you know, we're definitely going to be competitive up against the Stars on Saturday. So, yeah, definitely would encourage as many people as possible to come out and get behind the Sydney team.
Thanks, Lockie. I'll just throw to Laura Jolly and then Sarah will wrap up with you after that.
I'm going to mention the young players, Rach. After all the adrenaline that would have been flying around last night, how do you get them to sort of put that aside and restart again for a huge game tomorrow?
Yeah, they were pretty excited last night, to be honest. In fact, we all were. You know, I think we were all pretty pumped after a win like that. But, yeah, we've got today off, so we'll just probably recover and then obviously get up for the game again on Saturday. But from my perspective, I think it's just all about riding the momentum now. You know, you don't want to, I guess, stop that. I think when you've got really good energy around the group, it's important to, you know, continue that on. So, yeah, I'll definitely be encouraging them to obviously relax a little bit today, but be switched on for Saturday.
Sarah, we'll wrap up with you.
Thanks, Rich. Just wanted to ask, just back on you sort of saying you haven't seen your family since March and just how challenging the village had been. I guess, are you sort of using that as a motivation tool to sort of, you know, do it and just go out there and just kill it and, you know, get it on Saturday?
Oh, look, as I said, I feel like we've come this far. We owe it to ourselves and definitely to the club to put out our best performance on Saturday. I think for me, that's the icing on the cake, knowing that, we've made it through the month. We've got the opportunity to play in the final, which is really why we play for those big moments. So, yeah, I'll definitely have my family in the back of my mind. As I said, yeah, looking forward to getting back next week and seeing them.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Sarah. We'll wrap up, guys. Oh, hang on a sec. Scotty, very last one.
Sorry, Rach. Sorry, Lucy. Hey, just quickly, you mentioned not bound to go back down to Melbourne at all. Like, has there been anything in particular you've missed this year, like a family-wise or something? What happens in 8 or 9 months? I mean, is there anything like that stands out?
Not really. I think, you know, you miss birthdays and things like that, but that's probably not too dissimilar to being on tour anyway. But I'll tell you one thing I have missed in hub life, and that's good coffee. So I'm looking forward to getting back to Melbourne and sitting in a cafe and drinking some good coffee.
Sweet. Thanks, Rach. Thanks, Liz.